Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. I can't believe it. Every day we look at this lockbox total, Alan, $570,207 with exactly 1 week to go before the on-air drive.
David, this is astounding. Now, if we can get to $600,000, it will be more than we have ever done in the lockbox, and it is a testimonial to all of you out there who understand just how important this is. And you know what? It's great to have a record. I know it's sort of silly that records count for so much, but it is a thermometer. It's the ability to watch what's happening with this station and how it's progressed and how all of us have gotten together and made it. So 560 would be great, but David, $570,000 going into the fund drive. We could do it. I know we can do it. And that will mean a couple of $100,000 on the first day of the fund drive. And maybe, just maybe, no fund drive at all. I'd hate to see it because I'd love to get together with everybody for at least one day of fund drive. But, you know, we could do this. WAMC.org. That's what it is. WAMC.org. All you have to remember is WAMC. Then you remember the dot. And then you remember the ORG.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Alan, the controversy that erupted on Friday over Virginia's governor, Ralph Northam, a Democrat, over a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. The governor resisted calls to resign yesterday, but now, according to the Washington Post, has called an unscheduled staff meeting as he considers resigning.
Well, you know, it just goes to show that you can't do these things and think that there are going to be no consequences. I mean, let everybody in this country think for a second about what you do, what you've done. And some people, of course, will get through. People won't discover it. It won't happen. But in this case, it did happen. And, you know, it seems to me with everybody, Democrats, Republicans, calling for his resignation, I guess you got to just figure that he's done. Certainly, he won't be reelected to anything. Certainly, the stars are lined up against him, and we've made a great deal out of this thing. The pressure must be intense. The way you deal with it is you quit, or if you don't, you get defeated at the polls the next time.
Do you think, Alan, as the Washington Post suggests, that the Northam controversy could complicate Democrats' bid to draw contrast with Trump and the GOP on race?
I do. I know that this is not a good thing for the Democrats. And I know that they have a Democratic governor in Virginia. And if he leaves, you'll get somebody who is an African-American, a Sterling candidate, who will become the second black governor of Virginia. It is a state which is much in flux, and all kinds of things have happened. But in order for the Democrats to prevail, this governor would probably have to absent himself at this stage of the game.
And stories keep coming out about President Trump and his finances. Over the weekend, the New York Times, an amazing article on the link to Deutsche Bank, which apparently refused a loan for him, seeing his campaign as risky, and it details all his relationship financially with Deutsche Bank and their connections with laundering money, quote, from the Russians. Then you have, side by side with that, Trump now unsure about opposing the release of the Mueller report.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it was so obvious in that CBS interview that he was going to never say that report ought to be released publicly. Well, that's the attorney general's job, and that's why this attorney general appointment is going to be crucial. We have somebody who is coming in now, incoming attorney general Barr, who will certainly be confirmed, who is saying as much as possible we want to get that report out there, and he would not stop it, and he would not fire Mueller, and we'll see. But in fact, it is not good for the president, because if he opposes the release of the report, the American people are going to be furious. I mean, this is really where the rubber hits the road, and this is the tied up against the dam. And whether this dam breaks or not is going to have to do with what is in that report. We don't know. A lot of people have huge expectations for it. Me, not so much. We'll see. My feeling is that we have heard a great deal of what Mueller knows already, one way or the other, but maybe he has something that we don't know.
Alan, you wrote in your column this week about Donald Trump and his impact on New York State and the idea that a lot of this legislation we're seeing flying through the legislature in part can be attributed to the reaction in New York, certainly into elections, to Donald Trump.
I don't have any question about that. The fact that the Senate went Democratic with the governor's help doesn't surprise me for a moment because of the amount of animosity there is towards this president in New York. It is a blue state. There's always a silver lining. The silver lining here, although I'd rather not have it, is that Trump has so alienated New York people, not everybody, but massive numbers, that the state Senate fell. Now it's up to the legislature not to screw it up. And what I mean by that is there's already some differences between the Senate, which has elected a whole bunch of people in very gerrymandered districts, let's remember that, who are representing suburban communities, and they absolutely need to bring home some bacon-like tax relief for those upstate and suburban communities which are really suffering under the yoke of increased taxation. In the Assembly, as the old saying goes, not so much. And that's because it's New York City oriented. And so you have this tension and this balance. The governor is warning of it. If the Assembly is going to play piggish and not go along and give the Senate something, what's going to end up is a Senate which is going to look bad, and many of those people will lose their seats in 2020.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Show the love, everybody. It's real easy. WAMC.org.
I like it, David. You have a way of saying it. We could do this. WAMC.org.